Joe's Cans by Dolly McClure. Joe had been in prison for 12 years. During that time, he developed a penchant for canned peaches on cornbread with canned milk poured on top. When he was let out, he came to the Gap to live by his people and eat canned peaches every day. His habit was to pitch his empty cans out the back door. He now had a good-sized pile of empty cans. I had just settled into a deep sleep when a loud ruckus woke me. The dogs were barking, tin cans rattling, and Paw yelling. Jess McIntyre's hogs had come rooting through Joe's pile of cans. Then I heard the shotgun go off with a cracking boom that set my ears to ringing and my head to pounding. Paw thought it would shut the dogs up. It didn't. Instead, it got all the dogs in the Gap barking, baying, and howling. These are hunting dogs. They always bark and bay at the sound of gunshots. They want to get a possum, a raccoon, or a bear. It was a mess of a noise, to be sure, and more so as Maw yelled at Paw to put that thing up, see what you started. Papaw yelled at my Maw to hush, daughter, let him be. Mama told Papaw to mind your own. Everyone was yelling at each other while I was slipping my shawl around me and heading out onto the porch. I could see by the flicker of lights from lamps being lit across the way that all this ruckus woke everybody in the Gap. Within a few minutes, I spotted folks walking up the road carrying lanterns, some carrying rifles, and women with young'uns by the hand. The neighbors were coming to help, if need be, and they were curious as to what was going on. Can't say as I blamed them. I hurried to my room and changed into my day clothes. When they all got to our place, Paw explained why he was shooting off his rifle, went inside, got his jug of shine, and passed it around. It was the thing to do, to say thank you for coming. A code we all live by, and to pay our way. Maw and Mawmaw were up making coffee and warming leftover dinner biscuits. Paw and Papaw moved the rough-hewn plank table from the kitchen outside, a little past the two wooden steps to make it handier for everyone to help themselves, at Maw's insistence. I carried out the plate of biscuits, along with a jar of honey, while Maw sliced up some smoked ham. Joe brought over his big cast-iron kettle of bear meat and vegetable stew, a large pan of cornbread, and a crock of churned butter. Two neighbor ladies brought out their homemade blackberry wine. Someone produced two pies, more biscuits, a jar of pickled green beans, and a jar of blackberry jam, and somehow more jugs of shine appeared. Everyone was visiting, eating, and laughing when a mouth harp was heard and then a banjo. A fiddle joined in and two guitars. This is turning into a real shindig with folks laughing, drinking, and kicking up dust, dancing in our grassless front yard. Oh, what a fun time. Before you know it, here comes daylight as if a cue for the fun to stop. Woman folk gather their children's belongings, then start on down the road towards home. Three men are sound asleep on the porch where they were sitting, visiting. We let them sleep. I see a couple of grandpas asleep propped up against a tree, one holding a jug, the other with a child curled up on his lap, with the baby's soft, rosy cheek resting against his grandpa's well-worn bib overalls. Who could have thought a good time like this would have started with pigs in Joe's can pile? Now a new day is beginning, and chores are waiting. It's a good thing this all happened on a Saturday night, because there won't be no mining tomorrow, but we still have church to attend. Tori, my husband, had to work the night shift at the coal mine. I see him coming up the hill carrying his dinner pail, nodding to the folks leaving our place. I run to meet him and tell him of the night. He yawns, says he was sorry he missed it, and gives me his big grin. His eyes look so sparkly, bright blue against all that black coal dust, so black it almost matches his curly hair. The dark time might be over, but our time is just beginning. This selection is from Backroads, the saga of a family of Tennessee settlers.